you'll have to excuse me as I had to find something that sounded warm, that made me think I was at the beach, that it was 92 instead of 12 degrees, and I'm a winter fan. So I thank Belinda Carlisle and the Go-Go's for helping us kick off this very special edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network, as we're going to try to make sense of all of the changes that have had to be made, especially in basketball, due to the winter weather that we have experienced all week long. Can I let you in on a little secret as we start the podcast tonight, as we record this on a Thursday evening? I have to tell you that on Sunday evening, when we recorded our regular edition of Central Region Now, I was looking at the forecast over the next 5 days, and I thought to myself, even then, if this holds true to form, we're not going to see school this week. And about 4 or 5 hours ago in recording time, the school officials went ahead and closed up shop for Friday and made that what we figured was going to happen a reality. And so, therefore, it has completely brought havoc, and I don't mean the good VCU kind, on conference basketball tournaments. And, of course, conferences have different setups, different schedules, different number of teams, different brackets. And so they have different issues that they have to handle, some easier than others. Conference 20 has had to deal with the fact that they're dealing with 5 different localities. So any time that they have to try to make a decision, you know, they've got to get the athletic directors together. They've got to get the central office at times of 5 counties, 5 jurisdictions together to try to figure out what they are able to do and what they're able to accomplish. And I know that there have been some decisions that are disappointing, some decisions that people are not happy with. And no, I'm not talking about the additional 15 minutes of school down in Chesterfield every day from March 2nd to April 30th. I'm strictly talking about sports right now. You know, we had at least one track tournament, regional track tournament, canceled. Actually, 2 now that memory comes to mind. I have so many changes. I cannot tell you how many times we have updated our Winter Storm Changes page on all 3 of our websites this week, and especially here on Thursday at HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, and ChesterfieldCountySports.net. So the reason behind our podcast on this Thursday evening is to just sit down and take a look at what changes have been made, what's going to happen going forward. We are going to assume that we're all going to survive whatever might happen on Saturday. As of now, there is a possibility that we could see a brief period of snow and then maybe sleet and freezing rain in the Richmond area late Saturday morning into Saturday afternoon before it changes over to rain as the temperature finally gets above freezing. We've heard anywhere between 4 and 9 p.m. on Saturday night, and that's huge because there's a lot going on Saturday. At 6 p.m. Saturday, we are scheduled to be at the 5A State Swimming Championships in Chesterfield. And if it's raining at 6 o'clock Saturday night, should be all systems go. If it's sleeting and freezing rain, I don't know what might happen. So what I'm saying is pack your patience this weekend. More changes may happen, but right now we're hoping that they will not happen and that the following schedules that we're going to talk about here on this special podcast will hold true to form the rest of the way. So let's start with basketball. That's been the one that's been changed the most, the one that has had so many different changes and decisions and some more drastic than others. And we're going to go in order from lowest conference number to highest, because it's just the most fair way to do it. So we're going to start with Conference 3, and then we'll go to 11, and then 12, and then 16, and on our way. All right, so here we go. Conference 3 was one of the first conferences to say, okay, this is what we're going to do. They were proactive. They got permission to play past the original deadline to finish conference tournaments so that the regionals could take place. And Conference 3 is now going to play next week. Now, this is going to mean that the 6A South Region tournament is going to be pushed back. We have yet to receive that bracket. When we do, we will post it. Currently, we do have the updated brackets for 5A South and 4A South available on both HenricoCountySports.net and ChesterfieldCountySports.net, and we'll briefly go over those at the end of the podcast. But Conference 3, here's what's going to happen. Tournament first round will now be this Monday. okay? Basically, the tournament is a week later than it was supposed to be. Monday, in the boys, Verida, the fourth seed, will host Franklin County at 6 p.m. For some reason, they've yet to post a start time for this game, and I'm sure we can get one soon. I'll have to send an email over to the AD at James River, Mr. Boone. But the other boys match up as 6 seed Thomas Dale at number 3 James River, and that one will tip off sometime late Monday afternoon, early Monday evening, and we'll update it on the websites when we get the official time. Semifinals now are Wednesday the 25th. The winner of the Verina-Franklin County game goes to Patrick Henry Roanoke in one semi. They're the number 1 seed. The winner of Thomas Dale James River travels over to Cosby to take on Mr. Najdawi, and the rest of the Titans. They are the number 2 seed, and then the boys' championship game will be Friday night, the 27th, at the higher seed. So if, for example, 1 and 2 seeds hold, Cosby would have to travel to Roanoke Friday for the championship game. If, for some reason, the winner of Franklin County Verina knocks off PH Roanoke and Cosby wins their semi, Cosby would host the Conference 3 Boys Championship. Now, on the girls' side, you know that Cosby's the number 1 seed. They get a bye until Wednesday the 25th. So do the second-seeded Rapids of James River. First round Monday, Verina goes to Franklin County for their first-round game. Patrick Henry Roanoke comes up to Richmond to take on Thomas Dale, tip on Monday at 5:30. Then the winner of PH Roanoke-Thomas Dale will go to James River on Wednesday night in one semifinal at James River. The winner of Verina-Franklin County goes to number 1 Cosby for the other semifinal, and then the championship game is on Friday night, the 27th, at the higher seed. So if Cosby can win and get to both championship games, they could have a Conference 3 championship doubleheader at home Friday night, the 27th. But that would hold true to form of the girls' bracket. In the boys' bracket, they'd need some help. They'd have to have Patrick Henry Roanoke knocked out in the semifinals. So that's Conference 3. Conference 11, they put contingency plans in very early this week, and then they were able to make things official this afternoon, Thursday afternoon. They've made some changes in terms of locale, and they also have the huge advantage of having played their first round on Saturday before all of this mess began. They are the only conference in the area that we cover that already had the first round in the books, and I know that those athletic directors are very thankful that they made that move, and I would not be surprised to see other conferences follow suit and possibly start their tournaments on the Saturday after the regular season, kind of just as an insurance in case something like this ever repeats itself. Conference 11. Boys semifinals are Saturday afternoon at Lee Davis High School. Game 1 pits number 4 Hermitage, who beat Atlee in overtime in the first round last Saturday, against number 1 Henrico. And when we talk about number 1s and number 2s and all that now, we're not talking about our RVA Sports Network top 10 poll any longer, okay? Our last poll was this past Sunday night. That's done. We're in the postseason. When we're talking seeding now, we're talking about tournament seeding in the conferences themselves. So number 4 Hermitage against number 1 Henrico at Lee Davis, tip 1 p.m. Saturday. And then immediately following at about 3, it'll be number 3 Deep Run against number 2 Highland Springs at Lee Davis. That's at about 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Now, again, we're assuming that we're going to be able to get through whatever weather Mother Nature may throw at us during the morning and early afternoon hours of Saturday. So let's pretend that that's not going to make a difference and we're going to get everything in. Girls semifinals in Conference 11 will be at Highland Springs, a big advantage for the number 1 undefeated Springers. Top seed takes on the 5 seed Atlee, who knocked off Hermitage in the first round last Saturday. Atlee Highland Springs at Highland Springs at 1 p.m. And then the 2-3 game will pit number 2 Henrico and number 3 Deep Run at 3 p.m. at Highland Springs. So Deep Run's boys and girls will be playing simultaneously. Boys at Lee Davis, girls at Highland Springs, trying to knock off the higher seed. And again, these semis are huge because, again, if you win in the semifinal, not only do you make your conference tournament championship game, you clinch a berth in the regional, and in this case, the 5A South region. Conference 16, and literally just before we hit the studio to record the podcast, we confirmed with athletic director Matt Crowder at Patrick Henry that the Patriots, in spite of the fact that Hanover County schools are closed on Friday, they have received permission to travel to Albemarle County, and the Patriots will play the Patriots in the Conference 16 semifinals on Friday afternoon and evening. The girls' game will be at 5 p.m. in Charlottesville, and then the boys' game will be approximately 20 minutes after the end of the girls' game. And remember, in Conference 16, it is a four-team conference. So if you win that first round, which is the semi, you get into the region tournament in 5A North. And in 5A North, it's a 12-team tournament, not an 8-team tournament. And so Patrick Henry, for example, if they came out and got one of the two seeds out of Conference 16 and they're the number three seed in the conference overall, I suspect that they would probably be in the first round of the 5A North Regional. They would not get a bye, and they also would probably have to travel. But that's all subject to find out. That's not official, but first they got to win on Friday night. But it is official that Patrick Henry in the Conference 16 semis will play Friday at Albemarle. 5 p.m. girls, boys immediately following. Now, let me back up a minute and head over to Conference 12. I had one screen up here on my laptop, and it drew me from 11 over to 16, and I wanted to make sure that I got that information here on the podcast, because literally we got a text 10 minutes before we started recording that gave us that information and confirmed. All right, Conference 12, Chesterfield County and Prince George. They had contingency plans in place. They had a meeting this morning. There were several scenarios on the table. We were privy to that information, but we did not send out that information until it was made official later in the day. Conference 12 has permission to play next week, and it's going to be a bang, bang, bang situation, and we'll explain why in a moment. All right. Boys Conference 12 tournament, first round Monday night. They will play first round at Manchester High School. It'll be Clover Hill Meadowbrook at 6 p.m., Prince George Manchester at 8, just like it would have been this past Tuesday night. Skyhawks of LC Bird, the top seed, Metobica, the two seed, both get a bye. To now Tuesday night's semis at Manchester. Prince George Manchester winner gets number one Bird at 6 p.m., Clover Hill Meadowbrook winner gets number two Metoaka at 8 p.m. That's Tuesday. And then the winners of those two games square off in the championship game, knowing that they have a 5A South Region berth clinched. But they play for the conference title Wednesday night, February 25th, 8 p.m. at Manchester. On the girls' side, first round and semis will be at Prince George High School, just like it was going to be this past week. Monday night's first round is Metoaka Clover Hill at 6, the 6-3 game. Manchester Meadowbrook at 7:45, the 5-4 game. Bird, the top seed, Prince George, the 2 seed, they get byes to Tuesday night. Tuesday night at Prince George, early game has number 1 Bird against Manchester Meadowbrook winner at 6. Number 2 Prince George gets the Metoaka Clover Hill winner at 7:45. And then the semifinal winners earn bids to the 5A South Region, but they also will move on to the Conference 12 championship game, which will be at Manchester Wednesday at 6 p.m. So boys first round and semis at Manchester. Girls first round and semis at Prince George. Monday night first round, Tuesday night semis, Wednesday night Conference 12 championship doubleheader. Girls title at 6, boys at 8, both at Manchester. Now, this is important to note. Conference 11, having already played their first round before the storm, has the advantage of only having to make up semis and championships, and they're doing it on a Saturday-Monday format. Conference 11 championship games will be Monday night, 6 o'clock girls, 8 o'clock boys at Hermitage High School. Monday night, Hermitage High, Conference 11, girls final at 6, boys final at 8. So the Conference 11 participants in the 5A South Region are going to have 2 days rest, or 2 days to practice, before they move on to the 5A South Regional, which begins on Thursday the 26th. Conference 12 survivors that move to 5A South will be coming off playing the night before because of the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday tournament schedule and the fact that Conference 12's first round is not done yet. So if there's an upset, and one of the teams that have to play Monday night and have to go and win two games to get a region berth and make the championship game. By the time they got to the 5A South Region quarterfinals on Thursday, they will have played four games in 4 days. If the two teams that got the byes on the boys or girls side, if things hold true to form and they clinch the region berths with wins in the semifinals, the one and the two, that'll mean that when they play in the region quarterfinals on Thursday night, the 26th, it'll be their third game in as many nights. So, deck stacked a little bit against Conference 12 teams in the opening round of the 5A South Region Tournament, in terms of just the fact that they may have to play three games in 3 days, or possibly even if it's an upset, if there's a Cinderella involved, four games in 4 days, whereas Conference 11, their opponents, will have finished their tournament Monday night and have had Tuesday and Wednesday to rest, practice, and get ready. Okay? All right, let's move on to Conference 20. Conference 20 has had perhaps the most radical decision of everyone here, with the exception of Conference 33, which we'll mention briefly in a moment. There will be no conference championship games in Conference 20. The tournament directors have decided to eliminate the championship round, so there will be no conference tournament champion this year in Conference 20. The winners of the semifinals, each in boys and girls, will get the 4A South regional berth and move on to the regionals. So here's the setup. Conference 20 boys. And we apologize. We had a couple of games flipped incorrectly on our schedules and our websites, and we got that fixed at about 8 o'clock this evening. First round boys, Monday night, Midlothian, the 7th seed, at number 2 Caroline at 7:30. Number 6, J.R. Tucker, at number 3, Monacan, at 7. Number 5, Hanover, at number 4, Dinwiddie, at 7. All Monday night games at higher seeds for boys. And then the Conference 20 semis, Tuesday night, boys semis at J.R. Tucker. Number 1, Glenn Allen, who got the bye for winning the conference regular season tournament championship, gets the winner of Hanover-Dinwiddie. That's at 6 o'clock. Then the winner of Midlothian Caroline gets the winner of J.R. Tucker Monacan, and that game will take place at 7:30, and the winners of those two games will advance to the 4A South Regional Tournament. And again, no championship game. In the girls' bracket, first round, Dinwiddie the 7th seed at number 2, J.R. Tucker, 7 p.m. Monday night. Ran into Coach Pulowski and Anne-Marie Barron and Taylor Pulowski Wednesday night at Randolph-Macon. They came to see Tucker graduate Sarah Parsons in her next-to-last game as a senior at home at Randolph-Macon. And she had a great night on the win over Shenandoah, I might add. And Coach Pulowski and I were just talking. I looked at her. I said, Coach, are we ever going to play? I won't go into the conversation because it's private between us, but just she just denoted the frustration that coaches have had this week, and Anne-Marie kind of denoted the frustration that players have had this week. You know, not just the fact that the games have been called off, but, you know, how do you get together? How do you practice? You can't get into the gym because the facilities are closed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And every team we're talking about has had to face that here in the last 4 days. But it was nice to see and talk to Coach Pulowski last night up in Ashland. So Dinwiddie Tucker, 7 o'clock Monday night, girls first round Conference 20. 6, Hanover at number 3, Midlothian at 7. Number 5, Glen Allen at number 4, Caroline at 6. That's Monday night, games at higher seeds. Then Tuesday night, the semifinals will be at Midlothian High School. Number 1, Monacan, who got the bye in the Conference 20 tournament to the semis for winning the regular season title. They get the Glen Allen Caroline winner at 6. Hanover Midlow winner gets the Dinwiddie J.R. Tucker winner at 7:30. The winners of those two games Tuesday night advance to the 4A South Region, and that'll be it. Again, there will be no tournament championship games in Conference 20. As of tonight, according to our good friend John Harvey at Rev City Sports down in Williamsburg, he reported earlier this evening on Twitter that Conference 25, which includes Colonial Heights and New Kent, are still making a decision as to what they're going to do with their tournament, and that they will have more information available on Friday. So as soon as we get information on that, we will tweet it out at the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter. So Colonials, New Kent fans, we're looking out for you. at the RVA Sportsnet. As soon as we find out what's up with Conference 25's tournaments, we will let you know. Conference 26. Now, this one has been the source of some confusion this week because the first directive sent out early this week by the tournament directors had them canceling the first round if school did not get started by Thursday, and it did not. So at that point, we assumed, okay, are the 5, 6, and 7 seeds now eliminated? But then earlier today, Thursday, as we record this, they received the blessing of the region and the VHSL to push their tournament back to next week. And so they are not eliminating any teams. They've just pushed the tournament to a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday format next week. So, Conference 26, boys first round, Monday night at higher seeds. 5TJ at 4 Armstrong at 7:45. The 6th seed Petersburg at number 3 George Wythe at 7. 7th seeded Huguenot at number 2 John Marshall at 7. Hopewell has the bye. Tuesday night, the semis are at Hopewell High. Number 1 Blue Devils host the winner of TJ Armstrong at 6. And then the Petersburg Wythe winner gets the Huguenot John Marshall winner at 7:45. Most believe it will be a battle between the Bulldogs and the Justices. The winner will get a berth in the 3A East Region Tournament. The loser will go home. That will probably be the biggest semifinal game in the Richmond area, is certainly on the boys' side. You can argue that on the girls' side, the biggest semifinals are going to be in Conference 20, because there are upwards of 5 teams in Conference 20 right now that if they play their best basketball, they could be state championship contenders, and that goes all the way down to the 5-seed Glen Allen. If you don't believe me, just ask Cosby. Glen Allen beat them earlier this season. So the championship game in Conference 26 will be Wednesday night, 7:45 at Hopewell. So if the Blue Devils can win their semi, they get to host the championship game. It is a neutral site predetermined prior to the season. Girls tournament, first round higher seed. 5 Hopewell at 4 Huguenot at 7 Monday night. 6 TJ at 3 Armstrong at 6 Monday night. 7 George Wythe at 2 Petersburg, 7 p.m. Monday night. Semifinal winners play at the new Huguenot High School on Tuesday. Hopewell Huguenot winner gets number 1 seed John Marshall coming off a bye at 6 p.m. And then the TJ Armstrong winner gets the Petersburg George Wythe winner at 7:45. Winners will play in the championship game at Hopewell Wednesday night at 6 p.m. And of course, again, top 2 seeds move on. Conference 33 has canceled their postseason tournament, period. Now, they have a ton of jurisdictions and a wide range of geographic area to have to deal with. Conference 33 includes Maggie Walker and King William. The Conference 33 tournament is not going to happen. They will take their top 4 seeds and move them in to the 2A East Regional. 2A East is a 16-team tournament, so they allow 4 teams from each conference. So the Maggie Walker boys and girls will move on. The King William boys as well will move on. And I want to double check and just make sure that we have this correct before we officially say so. But that should mean, as we tweeted out on the RVA Sportsnet earlier Thursday evening, that because of the decision to cancel Conference 33's tournament, that means on the girls' side, unfortunately, King William's season has come to a close. They were the 5 seed and were supposed to go to number 4 Maggie Walker in the first round. And, of course, that will not happen now. So the King William girls' season is done. King William boys, Maggie Walker boys, and Maggie Walker girls will move on to the 2A East region tournament. Now, getting back to basketball at the prep league level. We actually got 2 games in on this Thursday. Fork Union eliminated Collegiate earlier on Thursday afternoon. The 2 beat the 7. St. Christopher's knocked off Woodbury Forest rather handily in their quarterfinal. The 4 beats the 5. So, Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. at Trinity Episcopal, they're hosting the semis and the championship. Number one seed St. Anne's Belfield will face St. Christopher's in a rematch of a game played this past Friday, won by the Saints. Saints look to get a second win within 8 days over St. Anne's Belfield to advance to the Prep League title game. Fork Union will take on the winner of the other quarterfinal, which will happen Friday at 5 p.m. Six-seeded Christchurch comes to number three Trinity Episcopal to take on the Titans. The winner of that game gets Fork Union at 3 o'clock Saturday at Trinity, and then the winners will go to the championship Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. at Trinity Episcopal. LIS Girls Tournament, Collegiate has advanced in the semifinal, and they await to find out who they're going to play in the tournament championship. Collegiate School was back in session here on Thursday, which allowed them to move forward. Now, some of the other sports that have region and state championships this weekend. We've talked with Atlee swimming coach Karen Sieber. 5A state swimming championships are still a go on time for Saturday in Chesterfield at the Collegiate School Aquatic Center. Preliminaries, qualifiers are in the morning. Championship begins at 6 p.m. on Saturday night. And RVA Sports Network plans to be there with live tweet coverage from the 5A state swimming championships. In fact, we'll talk about our projected schedule coming up at the end of the podcast. In track and field, 6A South Region Tournament, which involves Verina, James River, Cosby, Thomas Dale, has been canceled. It will not be made up after it was postponed on Wednesday. State tournament qualifiers are those who hit qualifying times during the year and the top six on performance lists in the individual categories. And they are now posted at our friends milestat.com. So go to milestat.com, look up 6A South performance list, and you'll find out the Blue Devils, Rapids, Titans, and Knights that will move on to the 6A state championships next weekend, the 27th and 28th, down in Hampton. 5A North Region Tournament, scheduled for Landover, Maryland on Wednesday, featuring Patrick Henry, has been canceled. They will send out performance lists and state qualifying times. A lot of athletes already know they're going to states because they know they've hit the state qualifiers in their races or in their field events. And so Patrick Henry will be well represented at the 5A states, but unfortunately they will not get a chance to compete. And that's a shame for the girls because the girls could have made a pretty good run team-wise in 5A North Region, but many of them now will just go and set their sights on the states the weekend of the 27th and 28th, also in Hampton. Speaking of Hampton, 4A South Region Track and Field, which was postponed from Wednesday, and that features, of course, Midlothian and Monacan, Glen Allen, J.R. Tucker, Hanover, Dinwiddie, Caroline, Powhatan. That tournament has been scheduled for a one-day event this Monday at the Boo Williams Sportsplex. First events, bright and early, 9 a.m. Monday morning. So 4A South Region Track and Field will take place on Monday, the 23rd, in Hampton. Wrestling for 4A State Championship Wrestling, and that involves, again, Conference 20, Hanover, the 4A South Regional Champions, Glen Allen, who finished tied for second, Tucker, Dinwiddie Ascending Representatives, Monacan, Midlothian, Caroline, Powhatan. 4A state championships, they've moved their schedules up to earlier in order to get the tournament in because they're worried about a pretty big snow or ice event down in Southwest Virginia Saturday. We're looking at maybe a couple of inches before it turns to rain. They're looking at many inches before it turns to rain. Now, I know the Hanover wrestling team has permission to get down there tonight. They're either on their way or they're there. And most teams are doing that so that they can just get up Friday morning, get things set up and ready to go, because quarterfinals are now at 3 p.m. Friday at the Salem Civic Center. The semis no longer on Saturday. They're now Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Going to be a late night, but they want to try to get as much as they can in case weather forces issues on Saturday at Salem Civic Center. Consolation finals now at noon Saturday, championship round moved up to 2:30 p.m. That, again, is all at the Salem Civic Center and the 4A State Wrestling Championships. Through all of this, the one area that we have not learned, and while we have you here on the podcast in real time, Going to look really, really, really quick and see, as of this moment, we do not see any change to the state gymnastics championships. I am diligently looking on the website of the Virginia High School League, because the team championships are supposed to take place up near D.C. coming up on Friday. Individual championships are supposed to take place on Saturday. And at this moment, we have absolutely nothing to lead us to believe that any of that is going to change. Still going on, state gymnastics, team finals tomorrow, Friday, as we record this. Individual on Saturday, and we have a lot of representatives. Patrick Henry is a threat in the team division. Cameron Shears of Douglas Freeman could do very well in the all-around, and we have several potential gymnasts who could place in the top six in various categories. So looking forward, and best of luck to all of our gymnasts who are on their way to the states. Again, team championships Friday, individuals on Saturday. So that has not been changed. 4A wrestling, 4A swimming, excuse me, state championships were supposed to be today, Thursday, as we record this. And they were moved to Friday, and they are still, as of this hour, going to be on Friday down in Christiansburg. And that affects Hanover High School. We're not going to try to get into college situations. We can tell you that there are changes for most area schools in terms of baseball this weekend, softball this weekend. If you're listening, want to know changes about Randolph-Macon, just go to HanoverCountySports.net. We got them listed right there. As we get information in about things going on with Richmond and VCU, et cetera, we'll send out tweets over the weekend at the RVA Sportsnet. I don't know if some of you late on Wednesday night were following on Twitter where the University of Richmond basketball team, the men, got a big win up at St. Bonaventure, and then they got on the bus and got on the road and proceeded to get stuck in a snowbank. And they were in the snowbank for, I think, 2 to 3 hours before they were able to get towed out and then get back to Richmond. And it concerned me, and some were, you know, having fun. You know, U of R, their basketball Twitter, they had fun with it, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. But in the back of my mind, I couldn't help but remember what happened to the Niagara women's basketball team back in November. You remember when that Buffalo storm hit off the lake that caused the Bills not to be able to play a game? They had like 5-6 feet of snow in some places. Well, the Niagara women's basketball team got stuck for 30 hours, 1 day and 6 hours in their bus because of the snowstorm. And so in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, you know, they're having fun with all that, and that's all fine and cool, but there's going to come a point where I'm really going to want them to say, okay, we're out and we're on our way back to the RVA, because that can become a very serious situation very quickly. So very thankful that that was all taken care of. The Spiders are back in town and getting ready for their game this weekend. So that's all the information that we have in terms of conference basketball tournament changes, state tournament changes in wrestling and swimming. Gymnastics is holding true to form. Now let us quickly tell you about two things before we wrap up this edition of Central Region Now. One of them we wanted to quickly review, as we promised, the revised 4A and 5A South Region basketball tournament schedules. Quickly, 5A South. First round will be on Thursday the 26th, which again means that the Conference 12 participants are going to be coming off their third game. Will be playing either their third game in 3 days, or if they're a Cinderella coming out of the first round Monday, they'll be playing their fourth game in 4 days. The boys semifinals, quarterfinals, Conference 11 winner versus Conference 12 runner-up will be at 6 o'clock at Hermitage. Conference 12 champion plays Conference 11 runner-up at 8 o'clock at Hermitage. That's Thursday night. The girls, same schedule, 11 champion versus 12 runner-up at 6, 12 champion versus 11 runner-up at 8 at L.C. Byrd High School. And then the semifinals, the big games, because the winner of that game not only goes to the region championship, but they clinch a berth in the state final four at the Siegel Center the week of March 9th. Those showdowns will be Saturday night, February the 28th at Hermitage High School. First round winners at 6 p.m. for girls, 8 p.m. for boys. And then the championship game of the 5A South Region, both of them will be held this year in Virginia Beach. Last year they were held here in the Richmond area. This year they're going to the beach. at Kellam High School on Monday, March 2nd. Girls title game at 6, boys title game at 8. So again, 5A South Region, first round, Thursday, the 26th, boys at Hermitage, girls at LC Bird. Semis, Saturday the 28th, 6 p.m. girls, 8 p.m. boys at Hermitage. Championship games at Kellam High School, Virginia Beach, Monday, March 2nd, 6 p.m. girls, 8 p.m. boys. 4A South takes the higher seed approach. There is no neutral floor in their tournament. Conference 20 is pitted with Conference 18 this year. The Conference 20 champion in both boys and girls will face the Conference 18 runner-up on Friday, February the 27th at home. The Conference 20 runner-up will have to go to the Conference 18 champions on that same Friday night. Winners will move to the semifinals, which will take place at higher seeds on Tuesday, March the 3rd. Now, we have to get classification and clarification as to if it's a battle of number one seeds, which number one seed has preference and gets the home game. A lot of times the bracket will answer that, and at the top and the very bottom of the brackets are the teams that would get the home court advantage if they advance, and then the number one seeds in the middle of the bracket would not. But we've got to double check with tournament officials on that. And then the 4A South Region Championship has been moved to Friday, March the 6th, both boys and girls. And again, those games will take place at higher seeds. As we wrap things up, this is our projected schedule of live Twitter coverage beginning Friday. And this literally just changed as we went in to record this edition of Central Region Now. RVA Sports Network is going to hit the road to Charlottesville Friday afternoon. And we will be at the Conference 16 Tournament Semifinals between Patrick Henry and Albemarle. 5 p.m. girls tip, boys 20 minutes afterwards, probably about 7 o'clock. So follow us on Hanover Sports on Twitter for live updates from both Patrick Henry's girls and boys semifinals games on Friday night at Albemarle High School. Saturday, RVA Sports Network will first be at Randolph-Macon High School for Senior Day for the women's team at 2 p.m. and a very special event. 4 Patrick Henry graduates are going to be on the court at the same time because Katie Anderson, Amber Lee, and Randolph-Macon welcome in Bridgewater, and it'll be the first time since they've graduated from Patrick Henry that the Pender twins, Tyler and Jasmine, will play Randolph-Macon at Crenshaw Gymnasium. They were here earlier this year for the Tip-Off Classic, but and they played here. But Bridgewater played different opponents. They did not play Randolph-Macon. They will play the Yellow Jackets, and there could be up to 4 PH graduates on the floor at the same time against each other, 2-on-2, on Saturday. We'll be doing a special article on that for next week's Hanover Herald Progress. Then when that's done, we're going to head down to Chesterfield for the 5A State Swimming Championships. We will have reporters at the Conference 11 Tournament Semifinals. We will keep you posted on Twitter at both Hanover Sports and Henrico Sports all afternoon long on the Conference 11 tournament. So stay with us with that. We will keep you posted Saturday. Monday night, we will be at the Conference 11 championship games at Hermitage High School, 6 p.m. and 8 p.m., girls first, and then the boys. Tuesday night, right now, we are projecting, okay? We are projecting on Tuesday night that we will be at the Conference 20 girls semifinals at Midlothian High School. Monacan versus either Glen Allen Caroline at 6. The winner of Hanover Midlothian versus the winner of Dinwiddie J.R. Tucker at 7:30. So RVA Sports Network live at Conference 20 girls semis, which is the end of that tournament, no championship, on Tuesday. RVA Sports Network live at Manchester High School Wednesday night for the Conference 12 tournament championship games. We'll be live on Twitter at Chesterfield Sports and on the RVA Sportsnet, 6 p.m. girls, 8 p.m. boys. And then RVA Sportsnet will be live Thursday night at the 5A South Region Tournament first round games. And they will take place once again at Hermitage High School for boys, LC Bird for girls. We will be at the boys tournament at Hermitage High School. We'll get you updates from LC Bird and the girls tournament as well. But we will have live Twitter coverage on Thursday night, the 26th, from 5A South Region, first round boys action at Hermitage High School, 6 and 8 p.m. We're leaving next Friday night up in the air. Next Friday night, we could be at Conference 3 championship games. We could be at a 4A South Region first round game. And that doesn't take into account if Patrick Henry can pull off an upset tomorrow night in Albemarle and get into the 5A North Region, how that may affect our coverage plans. But just to let you know, right now, what we have in cement that is still mixing and drying, let's put it that way. Friday evening, tomorrow night, as we record this, we will be in Albemarle County for Patrick Henry in the Conference 16 tournament doubleheader. Saturday afternoon, Randolph-Macon women's basketball. Saturday night, the state swimming championships 5A. And all of those events will be tweeted live on Hanover Sports, with swimming updates also on the RVA Sportsnet. Then, on Monday night, we will be at the Conference 11 Tournament Championship Games at Hermitage High School. Live Twitter coverage on Hanover Sports and Henrico Sports at 6 and 8 p.m., girls first, then boys. Tuesday night, Conference 20 Girls Semifinals from Midlothian High School will be there live at 6 p.m. Twitter coverage on both Chesterfield Sports and Henrico Sports. And if there's an upset in the first round, we could have coverage on Hanover Sports or the RVA Sportsnet. Wednesday night, we're live at the Conference 12 Championship Games at Manchester with live tweet coverage on Chesterfield Sports and the RVA Sportsnet. Thursday night, back to Hermitage for first round 5A South Region boys action. Tournament updates on Henrico Sports and Chesterfield Sports. And then we're leaving Friday the 27th up in the air until we know where we may be, whether it may be a 4A South Region first-round game or maybe a Conference 3 championship. So there you go, my friends. Hope you've enjoyed this jam-packed edition of Central Region Now to get you updated on all the changes that have been made. And hopefully now we can get this weather out of the way. Saturday will be nothing more than a brief nuisance, and we can get the basketball back up and running. And don't forget, here's a warm thought. Spring sports tryouts are scheduled for Monday. But I have to tell you, you might want to check with your coach or your AD, because I suspect come Monday some of the baseball and softball fields are still going to have some snow on them. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but maybe tryouts will begin after all. Get enough rain and get temperatures in the 50s Sunday? Who knows? Maybe we'll play ball after all. We'll ask the Go-Go's to get us out of here on this special edition of Central Region Now. And we thank you for joining us. Central Region Now is an exclusive podcast presentation of the RVA Sports Network, a division of HCS Media, LLC. Copyright 2015. All rights are reserved. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Enjoy that last snow day on Friday. And we are back on the sidelines Friday night. Talk to you on Twitter and see you at the games.